And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news update for the hour. This update is brought to you by Sure, Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. And a more American Flooring Center of Marlette, voted the best flooring store of Sanilac County by Google Business Reviews, serving the entire Thumb and more. Now including free padding with purchase and installation of carpet for a limited time. And we are going to get you started with some local news. Nathan Allen Jones, who previously had entered a guilty plea to child abuse in the third degree, received a 12-month delayed sentence probationary program this week. The Honorable Judge Prill in Circuit Court outlined conditions including adherence to all laws, monthly reporting to a probation agent, and abstinence from alcohol and controlled substances. Jones is mandated to complete mental health, domestic violence, or batter intervention treatment, specifically anger management. Direct or indirect contact with Liliana Jones is prohibited, as is being within 500 feet of her residence, school, or employment. He must also secure and maintain legitimate employment for a minimum of 30 hours weekly. The delayed sentence will be reviewed on April 12, 2027. During the proceedings, a correction was noted for the pre-sentence report regarding the conviction type, changing police to no contest, and the sentencing date was adjusted to April 13th from March 9th. Also in circuit court before Judge Prill, Ryan Robert Martin pleaded guilty to possession of a firearm by a prohibited person and being a habitual offender, fourth offense. The plea agreement includes the dismissal of a second count and no additional charges. Martin also agreed to forfeit all seized firearms and ammunition. The charges stem from Martin's possession of a rifle found during an Operation Nighthawk investigation in Bloomfield Township, Huron County, Michigan, on or about March 10th of 2026. As a habitual offender, fourth offense, Martin faces a potential sentence of up to life imprisonment and or a $5,000 fine, along with mandatory weapon forfeiture. Martin has a history of felony convictions, including assault with intent to do great bodily harm in 1998, controlled substance possession in 2004 and 2006, and multiple operating while intoxicated convictions in 2009 and 2024. Sentencing is scheduled for June 8, 2026 at 9 a.m. Martin's bond remains set at $5,000 with 10% previously posted. He is currently on probation and must adhere to bond conditions. And we will be right back with your national news after this message from the American Flooring Center and our obituaries.
American Flooring Center in Marlette is the premier retailer of Harrigan flooring products. Shop performance-driven options like Paramount, Inception Reserve, Mannington, Genesis, Provident, and Metro Floor at American Flooring Center in Marlette. These floors deliver durability, waterproof construction, and realistic wood and tile looks for any room in your home or business. American Flooring Center provides the best installation of anyone in Sanilac County. And don't just take our word for it. American Flooring Center was voted the best flooring store of Sanilac County from Google Business Reviews. Get more value and a better performing floor from American Flooring Center in Marlette. Call 989-635-1111. That's 989-635-1111. Upgrade the surface you live and work on every day with American Flooring Center in Marlette. Call American Flooring Center in Marlette for a free measure at 989-635-1111. That's 989-635-1111.
And for your obituaries today, we have one, Joan Bernice Peterson, 94 years old, passed away Saturday, April 11th at Huron County Medical Care Facility. Joan was born January the 12th, 1932. She went on to marry Richard Peterson on October 23, 1948. She is survived by her daughters, Karen, Gail, Patricia, Pamela, and her son, Stephen, as well as her grandchildren and several great-grandchildren. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place at Sunset Valley Crematory, and the family will have a private burial at a later date. Memorials may be offered in Joan's name to the Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton. If you'd like to share your condolences with family, you can do that at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
And we are back with your national news. Thank you, Russ, for those obituaries. And Representative Eric Swalwell has officially resigned from Congress following a series of sexual assault accusations that surfaced earlier this month. The resignation comes after intense pressure from both sides of the aisle for a swift resolution to the ethics investigation. In his departure statement, Swalwell maintained his innocence but said that the media attention had become a distraction to his constituents. A special election will be held or will be scheduled to fill his vacant seat in California. And the S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed higher on Monday, erasing all losses previously triggered by the outbreak of hostilities in the Middle East. Investors appear to be betting that diplomatic resolution between Washington and Tehran is still possible despite the new naval blockade. Market analysts suggest that the no tax on tips policy and other domestic economic signals have provided a cushion for tech and consumer stocks. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average also rose by over 300 points, signaling cautious optimism in the financial sector. And we will be right back after this message from Flannery Auto Mall with your international news.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we are back with your international news. Despite recent public criticism from the U.S. President, Pope Leo XIV has stated he will not be silenced on the issue of global conflict. The pontiff reaffirmed the Vatican's stance that diplomacy, rather than military blockades or threats, is the only ethical path to peace. The tension between the White House and the Vatican has created a rift among Catholic voters in the United States and Europe. The Italian Prime Minister has called the criticisms directed at the Pope unacceptable, signaling a diplomatic cooling between Rome and Washington. And Professor Ying Zhang of the University of Sydney has been appointed as the new president of the Climate Health Society. Zhang is an internationally recognized leader in the study of how climate change impacts global health equity and the spread of infectious diseases. Her appointment signals a shift towards a more global, data-driven approach to mitigating the health risks of a warming planet, and the organization plans to focus its upcoming initiatives on the Western Pacific, a region particularly vulnerable to climate-related health crises. And we will be right back after this brief message from Sure Health.
At Sure Health, we are celebrating. The National Rural Health Association just released its top 20 hospitals in all of America, and Sure Health is one of them.
That's right. Your very own Sure Health is in the top 1.5% of all critical access hospitals across America in patient satisfaction. This is a huge deal, and we want to say thank you. It's because of you that we're able to provide the best possible care so close to home. Thank you for trusting us with your health and wellness, whether you take advantage of our services in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Sebring, Bad Axe, or through Harbor Beach Community Hospital in Harbor Beach or Port Hope. What matters is that you want to achieve better health for a better life, and Sure Health is here with you every step of the way. So thank you for your belief in us to be one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in all of the United States of America. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And we are back, and that was your news and obituaries for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.